Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. Thank you, Chairman Burrows and members of the Senate Education Committee. For the record, my name is Dan Sutton, and I am a state senator from District 8, which includes Flandreau, or Lake, and Moody County. I bring this bill to you, and there would have been a few others from my district out to testify, but they can't get here today, so I'm kind of the lone ranger, but I don't want you to hold the bill over. I feel I can adequately give you testimony on this. I bring this bill on a substitute teacher occurrence that happened in my particular district. There are cases where my district where you may sub in Del Rapids, Flandreau, Coleman, Eagan, numerous districts in the area, Elkton, and maybe even Pipestone, Minnesota. And with the background checks and nothing, this bill is in no way an intent to lessen the importance of background checks. I think that that is important, that we ensure that our kids are having the right people in front of them in the classroom, but or safe people in front of them. But what happened was is that when subs were going to different districts, some districts were not comfortable sharing that background information with other districts, and so therefore there was no way for them to even have a written request that they could even request that information so that the other district could get it, so there could only be one background check in any given period for like a five-year period. So if I started subbing in Flandreau, and I, which I do, and I'm grandfathered in before this went in, but if I sub in Flandreau and Coleman and Eagan and those areas for a five-year span, and then I go to an outside district, then I got to get another background check. But it does protect me from staying in this area. But maybe my wife someday, if I ever get married, moves to Rapid City, and it's out of that five-year span, and I want to substitute out in that area, then therefore I would have to get another background check, and then my five-year thing would start again. So what it is to try to help, and most substitute teachers are some are retired or some are have other occupations and do this as a part-time to help out your local school districts, because it is really difficult to get quality substitute teachers in the district. And some districts are paying for this, a background check, and some districts aren't. But I had a little concern with it on the privacy and releasing that information, so I brought this down to the Attorney General's office, and they added into the last line of the bill that says that a school district that results in a transfer and a substitute teacher signs a written release authorizing the transfer. That way, that would help the district from any liability from releasing that criminal background check. But the Attorney General said if there's things missing on a criminal background check, and it comes up the ladder, they've probably missed something in their office. So I bring this bill just kind of as maybe a little bit of a cleanup to help some situations in my particular district. But I would be happy to answer any questions that the committee may have.
Thank you, Senator Sutton. Questions from the committee? Senator Sutton, you mentioned that the Attorney General had given you an additional. Is that on the bill now?
That's right. That is on that's that last line. I didn't have the written request, the very last line, line 2 and 3. They're requested in writing.
Okay.
And so then you have a written release authorizing that information be transferred to the other district.
Okay. Thank you. Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Sutton, I don't recall the extent of the background check requirement, but I think it doesn't extend to all employees of a school district that are going to have potential contact with students.
Right.
I'm wondering, and I can see how it would particularly apply to substitute teachers where they're working at multiple districts during the course of a given year, but I'm wondering if this might not also be helpful in other circumstances where, let's see, someone is teaching at Coleman Eagan and then moves to Flandreau the next year. I wonder, just trying to think if we want to make this only applicable to substitute teachers or if there might be, it might be worthwhile in other kinds of employment.
If I may, Mr. Chair. Senator Dugard, I had thought about that and visited about that, but you wind up in a whole new territory when you're dealing with full-time teachers and that are having day-to-day, everyday contact, and so I wanted to limit it in scope to deal with this one occurrence, and if there's others that may apply, I'm not against that, but at this current time, this was the occurrence that brought the legislation forward, and I don't know. What other cases? I know that we talked about coaches and that, but those are limited now in other legislation. So I just kind of left it at as a substitute teacher issue. But if there's others that you can think of, I guess I wouldn't have a problem with that. But
I guess when you were visiting about that, I came to my mind, what about shared teachers now with different districts? Let's say teacher in Flandreau might also be teaching a course, let's say, in the Coleman-Egan district, which is a possibility if you have shared services.
Without doing distant learning where, you know, you're mm-hmm. doing on the network. Right now, I believe they have to have background check. I don't know if they can carry that over to the other district for a full-time teacher basis.
Maybe we'll find out.
But maybe we'll find out. I don't know. The department is here, and there's mm-hmm. SDA, and maybe they can be better equipped to answer that particular question.
Thank you. Any further questions from the committee? Hearing none, thank you, Mr. Sutton, and I'm sure that you'll stick around for some further questions.
Thank you.
Any further proponents of Senate Bill 117?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Gene Inc., representing the Associated School Boards. We support this bill. We think it's a practical matter. Now, there are some other things that we have concerns about, but they'll be taken up in another bill. I believe this would pass muster, and the fact that they have put the last sentence in, I think, is just clarification of that, and it should hopefully not let somebody slip through the cracks.
Thank you. Any questions of Mr. Ink? Hearing none, thank you. Any further proponents? Senate Bill 117.
Bob Stevens, representing the South Dakota Education Association. We support the bill that Senator Sutton has brought forth. The description or the situation he described is very prevalent around the state. He talked about the smaller districts, Flandreau, Coleman, Egan, that area. It's probably even more prevalent in a Sioux Falls, Rapid City area of someone who lives in one of those cities and then substitutes not only in that city, but in some of the surrounding school districts. So this is a piece that I think makes sense. It works to the benefit of both the districts involved and the individual involved in that they've got one background check rather than having to do this several times and coming up with the same results. So we support the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Stevens. Any questions of Mr. Stevens? Yes, Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do you see a need, Bob, to amend this that would include shared teaching staff, or is substitute most of the time the only?
Well, this is the particular issue that's come forward. I haven't heard of the shared staff situation, whether that's a problem or not. So I couldn't comment on that, I guess, Senator.
I guess the reason I ask, if we were, you know, fixing this for a reason, that maybe we should fix it all the way instead of halfway.
Well, as I said, I don't know that it's a problem in some of the other areas. I don't know how that does work out where someone where districts share a teacher. So I'd rather not comment on something that I don't know anything about.
Certainly, as I was thinking about this, Senator Sutton did mention that he didn't want it expanded, except that if we consider expanding the substitute teacher or shared teacher, I don't know if that would meet the requirement that we're thinking about there, Senator Huttmacher.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, that's kind of what I was thinking about, shared teacher or shared staff, but, you know, I don't know how many instances we have out there that occurs.
You did mention something there that shared staff, which you could have. I'm sure that there's a lot of movement out there right now to sharing administrative staff. I know that's why they're all in town now to talk about that. That is something we can consider. Any further questions of Mr. Stevens? Hearing none, thank you, Bob. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 117?
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Certainly.
Ditto.
Would you identify yourself, please?
Christy Johnson with the School Administrators. We would like to go on record as support of this bill.
Thank you.
I'm Larry Johnson from the Irene Schools, and I guess probably representing the small schools also this morning. We would support this bill, and I think logically, when I look at it this year, if I've got a sub that's over in Wakanda and they've done a criminal background check over there, I'd accept it in Irene. You know, why have pay all that money for all the districts? And same way with the shared teacher. I would think it's just logical, and I would hope you would put it in law, because I already thought it was in law that if you do one, you know, in one place, it should be good in my school district if you've done it in Vyburg or Wakanda. So if you need the law to do it. So it's easy. It's easy for the people, and it's easier for us.
Thank you. Any questions of Superintendent Youngate? Now, let me just say this, that I guess the reason the law was brought is because everybody didn't take the same attitude as you have been taking. There have been districts out there that have not been, they just haven't been able to give the background check to another district, and so therefore it did require another background check. So that's what Senator Sutton would like to take care of. Any further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jeff Fox. I represent the Siouxland Child Protection Council. We support Senate Bill 117. It goes back to an earlier testimony we had in Senate Bill 91. When we passed this legislation a year ago, and a lot of you folks on the committee were in favor of it on the bill and helped pass it with us. I started music. I don't know how that happened. I didn't think it was that good a testimony.
Mr. Fox, no, you can't have the next dance.
But we think the bill does. Some of the things that were brought up last year, there were a lot of concerns about what do we do with this and how do we handle this. The bill's been in effect since July, and we think that this bill fixes one of those things that we didn't anticipate or hadn't considered last year, and we support the legislation.
And you would not be opposed if we would decide to add shared teacher.
Shared teacher employee. I mean, if you look at people who are trying to be more efficient in their school districts, they may share a business manager, an accountant. So, no, I think the whole purpose of the law is if they're going to have contact in a K-12
sure.
environment, let's get a background check. But if we don't have to have them repeat it, let's not have them repeat it. If they can use it, transfer it so that the district knows they've had it done, that's the purpose of what we passed the bill for last year.
Thank you, Mr. Fox. Any questions of Mr. Fox? And with the group that he represents, I think it's very important to the committee that we do not water down, because they're the people that we were wanting to protect to begin with. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 117? Any further proponents? Seeing none, we'll now move to the opponent's side. Any opponents for Senate Bill 117? Any opponents of Senate Bill 117? Seeing none, we'll close for testimony and go to committee discussion and action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not sure that it's going to take a substantial amount of time to try to amend this. Maybe we should send this bill out this way, and if somebody wants to try to amend it on the floor, we can try to do it there, but I would recommend do pass.
Recommended by Senator Hutmacher, do pass. Seconded by Senator Munson. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to vote of the committee by roll call. The secretary will call the roll. Those voting for the bill, vote aye. Those against, nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Dugard.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Hutmacher.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson. Bros.
Aye.
Six yeas, one excuse.
Six yeas, one excused. Bill passes to the floor, 117.